Well, Canada, Uruguay, and a whole raft of states in America have legalized the possession, use, and supply of cannabis. Closer to home in the ACT, carrying or holding under 50 grams of marijuana is not a criminal offense. And next year, New Zealanders will have a vote on whether cannabis should be legalized in a referendum that will be held during the country's general election. You know, this is interesting. Studies show that 80% of Kiwis have tried cannabis at least once by the time they're 25. That's 80%.
That's a huge
yeah, it's a huge
statistic,
number.
Isn't it?
Well, it's a topic that's very close to our next guest's heart. Helen Clark, you'll know that name. She's the former Prime Minister of New Zealand and a member of the Global Commission on Drug Policy. Welcome to the program, Helen.
Thanks so much.
You are calling on Kiwis to vote yes in this referendum to legalise cannabis. Tell us why.
Because I think it's not an issue of whether or not cannabis should be available in the community. It is available, but it's available through illegal supply chains without any control on content, without any ability to control the age at which a product is sold, and without really any ability to properly promote public health messages around it. Because when something's illegal, the message basically is don't do it. And we all know, every parent and grandparent knows that if you tell young people not to do it, they do it. So I'm for an open and honest approach to this drug, which is widespread in use in my society, your society, let's face it, all Western societies, many other societies traditionally have used it. Let's bring it out into the open and deal with the issues that are there.
It is such a polarising issue, though, isn't it? Because we know that marijuana is not a benign drug. I know it's considered a soft drug, but you hear many stories of people who use marijuana and it really negatively affects their life.
I think we need to get it in perspective. Firstly, I don't promote it. I don't promote the use of tobacco or any other drug, but I recognise reality, which is that people use it. And overwhelmingly, people use it without significant negative effects. There is a small minority of people who will have a negative effect. Now, you also see a lot in the media about, what about onset of early mental illness and so on. There's still no cause and effect established here. You know, is it the predisposition to mental illness that led to the use of cannabis or vice versa? There's no certainty about any of that. We have drugs in our society now, like alcohol and like tobacco, which are judged to be, on the scientific evidence, far more harmful in the individual than cannabis. And yet it's purely an accident of history that they ended up on the legal side of the ledger and cannabis on the illegal side of the ledger. So I think we need to regularise this, legalise it, and the key point is regulate it. Put controls about it. Mm-hmm. Say what age it can be sold at. You could go to plain packaging and heavy health warnings as we have with tobacco. You know, we can regulate for content so that people know exactly what they're buying. This, I think, is a sensible approach.
You also have the added problem of a disproportionate impact of anti-drug laws on your Indigenous population, the Maori. Tell us about that, Helen.
Yes. The discussion paper my Helen Clark Foundation's put out points out that Maori are disproportionately impacted by the law on cannabis and indeed the other drug laws at the moment, much more likely to be arrested, taken to court, sentenced and even sent to jail for cannabis-related offences. So it is a matter of social justice. The overall penal system actually is very unfair to Māori in our country, and I'm certainly wanting to have an impact that changes that. I was working on some of those issues when I was Prime Minister. Things have deteriorated again since then, but with the cannabis changes that I'm proposing and backing, we could be helpful.
Helen, you've written that you're concerned if this is passed next year in this referendum and marijuana becomes legal, one of the issues that you're concerned about is not creating another big tobacco, in inverted commas. What do you see as the possible outcomes?
I think that all comes down to the way in which we regulate it. So in the legalisation models, you've got the more free market models of, say, the US states, and then you go all the way across to Uruguay, which says it's legal. If you grow your own, you get it in a cannabis club or you buy it from a government store. Now, I think any Kiwi or Aussie listening to that will say, well, we don't have government stores, do we? So we have to find a model that's in between. But I think if you can apply what we do with tobacco to this, and stop the big advertising and promotion and go to the plain packaging, all those sorts of things. You can stop the creation of another big drug lobby.
I guess New Zealand, if you legalise cannabis, you'd have to maybe think that Australia might be next. And you're a part of the Global Commission on Drug Policy. Is this something that you'd like to see globally, Helen?
Yes, and I've really found the work with the other former heads of government and state and local level leaders incredibly interesting, and it's given me a whole lot more information. I remember walking into the office of former President Santos in Colombia, Bogota, a few years ago, and he said to me, "Helen, my country's paid a terrible price for the war on drugs because it ups the ante." But before the war on drugs was launched full scale in Mexico, Mexico wasn't known for being a homicide capital of the world. Now it is. So a lot of countries are looking for how do we step back from this brink that we've got ourselves into. By the way, we've been delighted on the Global Commission to welcome Jeff Gallop, the former West Australian Premier, into our membership. He's very supportive of what we're doing, and I think he'll be a strong voice in the Australian context for reform.
Helen Clark is with us this morning. Yes, the former Prime Minister for New Zealand and the member of the Global Commission on Drug Policy, and we're talking about this referendum to be held in New Zealand next year to legalise marijuana. I guess, Helen, considering this, people would be interested to know, and I'm going to put it to you, have you had personal experience with marijuana?
Well, that issue was asked of me on a major TV debate in the 2005 election by someone of my age, and my answer was, we were both at university in the 1960s. And rub, almost anyone under 75 in our countries can't have gone through life untouched by this. But that means that most people know that, having been untouched by it, that their teeth didn't fall out, their hair didn't go green. Most people have not had any significant major adverse effects, and they got on with their lives and probably never used it again. So I think that it's ridiculous, really, for people to try to over-dramatise use. We're up to 80% of my fellow citizens have been in that category. Let's deal with reality.
Okay, there is former New Zealand PM and member of the Global Commission on Drug Policy, Helen Clark, speaking to us.